The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to The Toast. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone's having a great day. Today is a very special, unexpected episode. Of course, Jackie's in New York. You would expect me and Jax in studio. But Harry takes priority, and Harry is sick.
Harry
needs to go to the doctor.
Yes.
So, of course, our number one priority here at The Toast is protecting Roldini.
Of course.
So that's why God gave me so many sisters.
Right.
I could just rotate them in when I needed one. So the Satchler is here.
Hey,
Snatch. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here on such short notice. I appreciate it. Jackie appreciates it. Harry appreciates it. The Toasters appreciate it.
Of course.
And I feel like, you know, it's actually been a minute since the Satchler gave us some of her time.
I know. I was thinking about it on my way here when the last time I did it was. And I don't
probably
know.
Maternity leave.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking it was obviously before Jackie moved.
Right.
But I don't know when.
So thanks for being here. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Are you nervous?
No, like literally not at all.
I am, because for some reason, like, I don't know what the fuck your interests are. Like,
That's so not true.
I was trying to pick story when it comes to pop culture, not in like life.
No, I'm interested in everything pop culture besides Housewives. Sorry.
I know. I just don't know why I can't see you sitting down having a conversation about like the Royals or Whoopi Goldberg, you know, putting the kibosh on any future biopics about her life.
Well, yeah, I don't really care about that.
Like, I feel like
the youngins, like the young stuff.
I know. I was looking for like TikTok drama, but there really wasn't a lot. So I tried to cater the stories to your interests today.
You know what should be a story was the way that Addison Rae looked at that event.
She looked stunning.
Yeah, that should be a story.
Is Addison Rae your favorite young person of the moment?
Oh, that's such a good question. No, because I feel like she's just been like doing her own thing. Like, right. I don't really know what she's up to. Ooh.
What about Jenna Ortega?
She's having a moment. I haven't watched Wednesday yet.
Me neither.
But I want to. The
I want to learn the dance. Yeah.
Oh, I have to think about that. Who have I been?
You're
like,
our resident young person.
I know. She's getting old, though.
I know. By the way, I used to be the resident young person.
Yeah, it's like so sad.
There's so much to discuss. The first is that yesterday's episode, bombshell interview with Dumois. People were obsessed. Mm-hmm. I listened.
My friends were texting me about it.
No, it was like kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And it did then fuel a lot of the conspiracy theories that I am Dumois because I wasn't here.
I mean, did you even think about that?
I didn't. But then when Dumois came on and was saying how she thinks I'm so funny, like that does sound like something I would say about myself.
Right. But you don't have the same voice.
No. And a lot of people were shook by her voice. I don't know why. I've listened to content of hers where I thought she was using like a voice disguising app.
That's what Enty did.
Right. But she was using her real voice, and a lot of people said she sounded like Olivia. And
Olivia,
she did.
Olivia, if anyone in this family could be Dumois, it would be Olivia.
You guys are looking at the wrong sister.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy.
1,000%. Like, she, you guys don't even know. Like, Olivia.
What she's capable of.
Olivia is Dumois.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But obviously she's not. But yesterday's episode did not help stop the theories about our family being connected to Dumois.
Were we trying to even stop them, though? Really?
No, and honestly, it was just fortuitous timing because I'm moderating like an interview for Dumois. Her book is coming, or it came out.
Oh.
And so I was like already in communication with her, and then we had this opening.
Happened.
So it is fortuitous timing, but again, people are just not going to believe me. Like, people are just sitting here convinced thinking I'm Dumois, and you know what? I'm down for it because like I'm ready for some conspiracy theories about me.
1,000%. If that's what people are thinking about you,
I'm obsessed.
Fabulous.
Obsessed.
Amazing.
And we also need to recap just like what's going on in this Snatchler's life, because it's It's a lot. And last night we went to the TBG Awards.
Yeah, we did.
And it was a fabulous evening. We looked stunning. We turned out.
I know, because like I was not feeling stunning like when I was beginning my journey of glamour. And then I arrived at the destination and I was shocked.
So the TPG Awards is a fabulous event that happens every year, except obviously we've missed the last two because of COVID. And let's talk about the last time you were at the TPG Awards.
Why do we have to bring this up?
Oh, you don't want to?
No, we can't.
I think it's a funny story. And like you've come so far in your journey as a woman.
In my journey as a woman of caring.
Yeah.
Because I stand by the fact that it was a cute ass outfit.
Okay. So the last TPG Awards was what, 2019?
Yes.
Or maybe
2019.
And Counselor did not have a good time.
No, because the theme of the event was like space cadet something, space something, whatever. No one decided to go in theme, but it didn't matter because I had this dress. It was like so cute and it was like definitely out there. And I paired it with a pair of like silver like boots that were like giving xenon. And
you took a risk.
I took a fashion risk. And
that's what young people should do, especially young people with perfect bodies. Like,
thank you. That's really
nice. Go for it.
And like, honestly, like in the grand scheme of things, like it wasn't like that fucking crazy of an outfit.
It wasn't.
Like, what I feel like if I wore that now, like
no one would be fine.
Yeah. But anyway, so I like wore in like, you know, was getting ready to go, like posted like, you know, I always post like a singing story on Instagram with my outfit. And like, and usually the comment, like my DMs in like seconds just flooded with like, oh my God, you look amazing. Link. Bleh.
Dead.
No, that's just not what happened.
They read like, you to filth.
They read me to filth. And like then I'm supposed to, and also by the way, this is my first time I think like walking any sort of carpet. Mm-hmm. Like it was like Getty, like it was my first Getty image. Mm-hmm. So like I have that and then I'm going into it and I'm just like obviously feeling like disgusting because why wouldn't I?
Right.
And then like it just ruined my night. Like I couldn't have fun. Like I couldn't tear myself away from my phone. So I left.
And I turned around and this bitch is gone.
Yeah. And then I went home crying in the Uber. And
Pounce. You can't let anyone attack your peace like that.
I don't think I would let it get to me like that now.
No, me neither.
I was young and impressionable then. Mm-hmm. I'm a bitch now.
Yeah, no. And also like then when you don't feel confident in your look, whether it's because you just don't like it or
has been told,
people have made you feel bad about it. There's really nothing that will ruin your peace and like destroy your self-worth in more than seconds.
And Jackie once said to me when we were younger, I was crying over something like stupid. And she was like, and people were, I think you guys were like, it was something so dumb, but you guys were just like trying to cheer me up, whatever. And she was like, it's not very easy to go from to in seconds.
It's not very easy to go from sad to happy.
Like it's incredibly difficult. It's very easy to go from happy to sad.
Of course, in a second.
Yeah.
Well, you looked fabulous last night.
Thank you.
Both did.
Yeah, we did.
For me, like the major takeaway of the event was I have to see Betty Who in concert again.
Yeah, and listen to her new album.
I was not prepared for the level of stanhood. I followed her on Instagram last night. Like, I'm obsessed.
She fell back?
No.
Sorry.
She's busy. No. And by the way, I didn't follow her so that she would follow me back.
Yeah.
I followed her so that like, I wouldn't forget about her.
And that you would be, like,
targeted
in
with
the
her
know about, like, new music and stuff
right,
like that.
Did you know she was opening up for Panic at the Disco this year? Like, that would have been a fabulous concert.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. And
right.
And also, like, I do actually, like, Betty Who is on Snatchler Songs. Like, she does come up on my release radar. But yeah, I guess I'm not as invested as I should be.
She's such a performer.
I mean, she's the best dancer I've ever seen.
She's such an incredible dancer. And I feel like that happens. They have amazing performances every year at that event. And I always leave with like a newfound respect.
Love.
Like Bebe Rexha, I was shook at A, Brian let us meet her. She was so cool and nice.
Yeah.
And two, I was really shook because this was like 4 years ago at how many songs I knew. Like she really had this like great catalog.
True.
Then Carly Rae Jepsen, I mean, just like pop queen icon. Like I left with like a newfound respect. And the same happened with Betty Who. When Brian said she was coming, I was like, great, I'll know like one song. But like
okay, so this was the third TPG Awards.
Yeah. It's the fifth year that they do it, but 2 years in a row was virtual because of COVID.
Did I not go to the first one or something? No, I was at all three.
I'm
trying to remember what I wore.
Bebe Rexha. Space Cadet was
Carly
year two.
Rae?
Year two, yeah.
Okay. What did I wear year one? Need to know.
Something obviously that was not memorable in a good or a bad way.
Yeah, probably like a black dress.
Yeah, but that is how I remember moments in life.
What
I wore.
Or like what I just like looked like at the time, what kind of haircut I had.
How much I hated myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-hatred
is 100%. So I just love Betty Who and I want good things for her.
Me too.
And she was cool and nice.
She was so cool and nice. And like it can't be easy to like do a corporate event, you know?
No, and by the way, we were talking about how like she's so tall.
Yeah.
And so her album is called Big. And the lead single is like a song about how like...
It's called Big. It's so good.
And the lead out song is called Big.
Yeah.
Oh, you're finishing my sentence. Sorry.
Yeah.
And it's about being tall and how like her whole life it was like the worst thing, like, and it plagued her, and now she's so proud of it. It was like kind of beautiful.
No, I know. And it's also a bop, that song.
And she is really tall.
Yeah.
And she's quite. Just like, she carried herself with this cool energy. Like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just like a cool girl. Like, she definitely is like funny and like can hang.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So it was a fabulous night, a fabulous event.
And quite prestigious, you know?
It was very prestigious, yeah. It was very legit. I always forget because Brian's like our friend and he's like a brother.
I was thinking the same thing.
I forget he runs and started like a multi-million-dollar company. No.
Same, like I kept talking about like the things that they've accomplished and like their sizzle videos of like all the shit that they've done. And I'm like, when?
No, it's like they had all these videos, like these packages about like the charitable things they've done this year, the milestones they've reached, the number of people who've clicked on their website. And it's like, Brian's Brian, but he's also literally the founder of the biggest travel company media, in the world.
It's crazy.
I always forget.
I know.
Because he's just Brianna.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Right before, we're going to dive into the stories, and we also are doing Dear Toasters. So we'll get a young person's advice on, you know, what the toasters are going
through.
We do
ask the snatch on Snatchler, so like we...
You have experience.
Have experience.
And I don't want to be repetitive because I know so many of the people here listen to your podcast, The Snatchler, available anywhere you get your podcast. New episode dropped today. But you were talking about a story on your podcast that you were just telling me about. I haven't listened to your episode yet. And I absolutely need you to say it again because it's the Margo went on. Was it the worst?
I think it might have been. I think it topped the list of the worst date I've ever been on.
Even the guy who was like judging you for having drinks.
Oh, yeah, because like that guy was like at least like kind of obsessed with me. Like this guy was just me.
Yeah. Okay. So Margo said she went on this date with a guy and they fought the whole time. And I'm like, how do you fight with someone you don't know?
No, like it was great. When I got home, I couldn't sleep because my blood was boiling. I was so aggravated. I tell like the full story on the Snatcher, but I'll just like give like a little bit, like because like I took notes as to why it was like the worst date ever. Like,
were you
as
taking
I was
notes
on
throughout
it.
The date?
No. I was just like doing a mental thing, and then I called my friend on the way home and was regurgitating everything that happened and wrote it down as that happened because I didn't want to forget. Mm-hmm. But no, so I went on a date with this guy, and I mean, just to start,
Hinge, like an app,
Locks Club,
an app,
Lock. I have to say, all my Locks Club dates have been terrible.
Ooh, shots fired. Shots fired at Locks Club.
But no, not actually. But what are your thoughts on this? So we went for drinks. It was like a Tuesday night. And we got, it's like a nice place. We went to Monkey Bar.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. And no reservation.
Oh, I hate. Okay. It is worth mentioning, like when it comes
to. If that was the only bad thing that happened, then I wouldn't care. But
no, that's not like a deal breaker or anything. One, it just shows like a lack of like drive and like excitement about mm-hmm. our date that really would annoy me. But mostly because, and I've only been on one date in my life, and the entire time leading up to the date, I was so worried about like
the logistics
of like getting to the table, because standing around waiting for a table is not ideal when I'm like with you. But mm-hmm. like when you're with a stranger, it's so awkward. Like people bumping you and like yep. you have to talk and like yep. stand and look at each other.
But and also like you cover a lot of the small talk then that once you do finally sit down, it's like, what the fuck do you talk about?
No, totally. So that would bother me for that reason. Not because I don't like waiting, but because logistically, like the logistics of dates are the worst part.
It get like the more you go on them, like now I don't really, I used to like worry about logistics all the time, like do I motion, like all that stuff. Like the more I go on it, like no, like
do you motion for your wallet?
Never.
No.
If you're asking to take me out for drinks, I will never offer.
And here's a question I think I know the answer to. Have you ever asked anyone out on a date, like a man?
No
yeah, I didn't think so.
No
I again, I say this all the time on the toast, I'm like a big time, I empower women.
Yeah.
Except when it comes to the Hallmark Channel, like I don't want women I CEOs. That. I want women in the kitchen. And when it comes to dating too, like
court me. Yeah.
Also, I think it was 50 Cent who was on, he was on like a late night interview when he was talking about a date. And I think it was Stephen Colbert. He was like, who pays when you go out on a date? And he's like, whoever asked for the date. And I actually think that's a great policy.
I
mostly
agree.
Because the men are going to ask
you
know, out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I just said that. I was like, you asked me out. Like, you asked me for drinks. You should pay for it.
Okay, so he didn't make right. a reservation.
Okay, so then, like, everything that I said, like, he was, like, fighting me on and, like, questioning me on. Like, just listen to the snatch. I'm not going to go into the whole thing. But mm-hmm. the one specific one that I was telling Claudia about was he kept talking about, like, credit cards and, like, points and miles and, like, whatever. And I was like, oh, like, do you know who the points guy is? Like, you should follow him. Just would be a great resource.
Did
like,
you say,
helpful.
Like... Were you being like a name dropper?
No, okay. I didn't say, I was like, no, Brian Kelly. Yeah. No, I said, do you know who the points guy is? And he was like, yeah, of course I know who the points guy is. And I was like, well, then I wanted to be an asshole. So then,
yeah,
I was
then
like,
you wanted to one-up him.
So then I was like, oh, like I was just at his house in PA this weekend. Like we're very good friends with him. And he was like, did you just say PA? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, I was born in PA and people who are from PA don't call it PA.
He just did.
And I was like, well, Brian's from PA, right, and he calls it PA, which is why I call it PA. So like clearly people in PA call it PA. He's right. Like, you're so New York. Like, let's go to FL. And I was like,
so fucking rude.
No one calls it FL.
No one calls it FL. People call it PA.
Yeah. And also like, even if they don't, shut up.
No, that's not like a thing that, no.
Like so nitpicky.
No, no. I hate this man.
No. Like, oh, I mean, beyond. There were so many other things. I just was like.
So obviously you're not going out with him again.
No. He texted me after he's like, nice meeting you. And I wanted to be like, was it?
Was it? And so how do you end something like that? Like you just don't respond to him or he didn't ask you out again? Like, do you think he hated you as much as you hated him?
I don't know if he hated me as much. Because also I have a feeling as though, I feel as though this is him.
As a, like this that's is his personality.
Like, yeah, that's not my personality.
Right.
So like for him, he might not have thought much of it.
Uh-huh.
However, no, I mean, he didn't ask again, like, but I also, like, I responded and I was like, I think I was like you too or something. Like, yeah. I'm not going to be a bitch, but I was, it wasn't like.
Does he know about the Snatcher podcast? Like, do you ever get nervous that people you go on dates with?
I actually hope he listens, so I hope he learned something.
No, sometimes, you know, to hear someone's like unbiased POV of like your personality, it can be quite jarring, but sometimes it's what you need. It's the kick in the ass.
Yeah, no, totally. And I talk about dating a lot on the Snatcher, like my like experiences and just like how guys are, but like if it's someone that like I'm actually seeing or like that we're going like on multiple dates, like I won't say a word.
Yeah, yeah, no, of course not.
Like that's terrible.
And so how do you explain to people what you do for a living on a date?
So easy, because I have a corporate job.
So you just reflect,
I only
on
talk
that.
About that.
Yeah, that's smart.
And then it's like, and then eventually if we keep like seeing each other, then they look you up on Instagram.
Right, like that guy from the summer, like did he know about the Snatcher?
Yes, and he started listening to it.
No.
Yeah,
that's really a problem.
Yeah, no, yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah, but I never spoke about him, so I didn't mind.
Oh, okay.
And I don't really mind it because I talk about other dates, and then if they listen, they're like, oh, she's seeing other people. Like, good, put a fire under your ass.
Yes. Counts. The thing about Counts is she's got a plan.
Don't underestimate the Counts.
No, I have definitely been guilty of underestimating the Counts, and she's fucking come for my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for being here, Counts.
Of course.
Make sure to listen to The Snatcher if you're interested in what it's like to be like a gorgeous young person, because
who can't find a man?
It's very exciting. It's very exciting to be a gorgeous young person. You're going to do the stories with me and we're going to do Dear Toasters. So I think there's really no better time than right now to dive in. Are you prepared?
I'm prepared.
For the fast, no. Without, how did Jackie does this part? Without further ado, did it do, here are the fast five stories that you need to know, that are brought to you by Verst. Skin's complicated, but skincare should not be. And that's where Verst comes in, with their clean products, results-driven products, and drugstore prices. From ethically sourced ingredients to recycled packaging, Verst products are developed for you, with you, and with your planet in mind. The Verst Eucalyptus Cleansing Balm has come for my neck this year. I had it before they became a sponsor because I'm trendy like that. I've been wearing full glam Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today, I have a photo shoot, full glam, and then I have an event. I swear, before the Verst Cleansing Balm, I would have to do like 3 rounds of makeup removal. The Verst Cleansing Balm is everything of the sort. And I got this little headband from Verst that gets my hair out of my face when I use my cleansing balm. I'm a Verst girly. Their formulas are formulated to the highest standards in the world. They use safe and effective ingredients at skin-changing levels. Think retinol and vitamin C, but it's a fraction of the cost of high-end skincare. It is, of course, cruelty-free, vegan, dermatologist-tested, sensitive, skin-friendly. It is sustainable, and sustainability is at the heart of everything they do. They use post-consumer recycled materials in their packaging, and they maintain a net zero climate emission. So if you want to check out Verst Skin, go to verstskin.com/toast and use code toast at checkout for 10% off your purchase. Verst is verstskin.com/toast. verstskin.com/toast. Use code toast at checkout. So many of their products have gone viral on TikTok, and I'm really on the pulse of all things TikTok.
I need that, because last night I was having such a hard time taking off my makeup.
Margo, cleansing balm from Verst. I'll get you one. It's everything of the sort. Today's episode is also brought to you by Missouri. So you're a Missouri girly?
I love Missouri.
So with the holidays approaching, you're probably building your gifting list, and Missouri believes that you don't have to overspend to treat those you love most. They design high quality fine jewelry that you can live in and style your own way. The thing about Missouri is like, yeah, of course, beautiful, stunning, and smart. You could shower with it. Like the mm-hmm. fact that it's all the jewelry that everyone wears now is like cheap crap that like yeah. makes your neck green. Missouri is really high quality, and it's also really reasonably priced. So they offer in-store and virtual styling lessons for expert gifting and stacking advice. And they have 60-day returns during the holidays, which is nice because, you know, things happen, you know, things happen. You forget to return. And the next thing you know, you're stuck with an item.
You also could guess what the person wants wrong.
Right. Right. So Mejuri is taking care of you and your loved ones this holiday season. They have curated gift guides. They have something for every budget. So that's responsibly sourced diamond hoops, recycled 14 karat solid gold earrings, and they drop new styles every Monday. So you're guaranteed to find something unique for everyone on your list, or more importantly, and most likely, treat yourself. With shiny gifts for everyone, Mejuri is where wish lists come true. Simplify your holiday shopping and go to Mejuri.com. That's Mejuri.com. Mejuri.com. You won't regret it because the toast said so, and everything we say is usually correct. We've never uttered one lie.
True. And Mejuri's great.
And all the cool girls wear Mejuri. Like, I see it on Instagram, like Lauren Elizabeth. She introduced me like years ago. She had a collab with them. It's really just stunning, high quality pieces. All right, Counts, you ready for the fast five?
I'm ready.
First is not like a story, but just an update to like what's been going on. Everyone is creaming their pants.
It's really like, I want to talk about
it's an interesting study.
Yeah.
Hold on, the sirens. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, for real.
Okay, listen.
So there's something Navy drama, which is so crazy to me because there's no drama yet. Like,
it's all based on like
a Reddit thread.
Yeah, like claims. Like,
so there are claims of like things going on in their marriage, claims of things going on in her business, him embezzling, and there has not been one article yet.
Not one article. Also, like, no one has found, as far as I know, like any sort of like document, like from the government.
Right.
Like,
they say he's been arrested.
There's just like no tangible evidence for anyone to actually be like talking about it. And like the way that
internet is turned upside down,
like, is everyone just like dying for a scandal? Or it's like,
no, she's really interesting. People, and I talk about it all the time when we discuss like different cancellations. Hers is so interesting to me because her cancellation, like, she got fucking annihilated.
Yeah,
for getting COVID.
Yeah,
that was, and she got COVID like March. People are probably, this is going to be added to one of my favorite stories that I never stop talking about, but it's really interesting to me. She got COVID March 4th. Nobody fucking knew anything. Like, right. So she was living with her life. Like, she had a cold, but she's a mom, so she went to school. It's like, she went to school! Like, she didn't know, like, it was this biological weapon.
That we were
like,
going to be in lockdown for 2 years.
So then, like, she just got fucking annihilated for being, like, irresponsible. But it was like, nobody knew.
Yeah.
We didn't know. It was really, she got COVID, like, the week of lockdown.
Yeah.
So I just always find that situation really interesting. And I think the reason why people, you know, bandwagon hate her so much is because she's fabulous.
Fabulous.
She's gorgeous. She's naturally thin. Like,
yeah.
You want to hate her. Like,
yeah.
She lives this gorgeous life. Her kids are beautiful. And she's just, like, she really is that bitch. Like,
yeah, she's that bitch.
She has three kids. I remember on her, like, 30th birthday, she posted. She's like, I can't believe I have three kids under three when I'm 30. Like, yeah, and she has also a thriving business. Like, I'm sorry, like, who wouldn't hate this bitch? Like, hate her.
Yeah.
She's everything I want to be.
Yeah.
Like, successful business, kids out of the way, gorgeous apartment, rich. Like,
yeah.
So, and people, she gets comments like, eat a cheeseburger. Literally nobody's ever said that.
If someone said that to me,
I'd be like,
I would frame
so
it.
So you think I'm skinny? Like, who, honestly, like, who wouldn't hate her? So the fact that now people have a thread.
I know.
And so they're pulling it. And people are really exposing themselves for being so
vicious, like
Schadenfreude.
It's so crazy. Like,
and we don't even know. We have no proof that he embezzled. We have no proof that there's literally anything going on except for people saying shit on social media
based
platforms.
Off of nothing.
So, and I'm sure there is an article coming out as of today. We're recording at 11 a.m. on Thursday morning. There is no article. So I don't know what we could possibly speculate about.
The only article I actually saw was them categorically denying.
So, yeah. So the rumors are that he has, you know, been embezzling money from her company and her investors, and that they're having marital problems. A spokesperson for Something Navy company,
CEO of Something Navy,
said categorically untrue. Brendan Chartist doesn't even have access to company funds. He couldn't possibly.
He's not an employee.
He couldn't possibly embezzle because I don't know how he would get his hands on the bank account.
Yeah.
And then a rep for Ariel privately responded to the post saying they're very happily married.
Yeah.
And then the update that I was going to share is as of this morning, she shared a selfie of them saying coffee date. Now, I want to say how much of a slay her handling this is. Like, I love that the internet has their bragas in a twist.
Yeah.
And homegirl is over here unbothered in her Chanel rain boots and her iced coffee date with her husband. Mm-hmm. And the world has turned itself upside down and she's playing with them. And I'm kind of obsessed.
No. And like, I don't want to give us credit for anything, but I just have a feeling if like this were happening to us, like we would do the same thing.
I don't know. I don't really handle public scandal well. Like,
but
I
we wouldn't let you do anything.
No, I know you guys are good. But like for me, I'm like, I have to be checked into an institution immediately. Like I'm not okay.
You and Ben wouldn't be composing coffee date.
No. I'm not okay when that shit happens. So like, I have so much respect.
Yeah, same.
And I feel like that sort of not give a fuck energy comes from like being a mom. Like, Like, that's her priority.
1,000%. But also, like, this ain't her first rodeo.
No, I know. And I feel like she handled her COVID thing like I would handle it. Like, she was, like, panicked.
Yeah. And you learn from that.
You learn from that. So until we have something to talk about, like, I don't know what else we could say.
Yeah, besides speculating, which doesn't help anyone.
No. For me, I think a lot of people, like, the most interesting parts of this is, like, digging into Arielle's, like, life and her family and her money. For me, I think what's been most interesting is the way people on the internet are clearly, like, vicious when it comes to certain people.
Yes.
And I don't know what Ariel Charnas has done to give people a reason to despise her in the way that they do. But, like,
did I miss the part where she killed someone?
No, right. So I was sending you TikToks that, like, were really so mean.
So, like, mean. And also, like, it's one thing to think things like that are like evil. Like, I've had like crazy thoughts.
Oh, girl, nobody has more evil thoughts than me. Like, I'm literally the nastiest bitch you'll ever meet.
But it's another thing to pick up your phone,
verbalize
it, record it, you saying it, and post it to the internet.
Snatch
for everyone to see.
This, the TikTok that I was referring to that I saw and I sent it to you, I was like, holy shit, this is fucking evil.
Evil.
Because as far, what everyone thinks is that her husband was embezzling money from her company. We have no proof of that, and the company has denied it. And that Arielle had absolutely no idea. So Arielle, in this hypothetical story that hasn't even come out yet, Arielle's not even the villain. She's really a victim of her husband's alleged infidelity and alleged embezzlement.
But then people are like, no, she definitely knew. Like, but why? Like,
so what? This TikTok is like, I want to see Arielle Charnas sell every item she owns. And I want the paparazzi to record her going down to Saks Fifth Avenue and returning all of her belongings. And I want her to record it and post it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, calm down. Like, there is this general sentiment, especially on the internet, of like, if you're rich, we hate you.
100%.
Whether you're a good person or not, like, we just hate you. So I get that that's where I think a lot of it stems from. Is her?
It all stems from jealousy.
Is her being really successful financially in her business. And then also her family and her husband's family being very wealthy. Like, people on the internet, internet culture, like, you just hate rich people. So I get it to a point, because I am to my core like an internet troll. Like, I am. I get it. But I'm also a human being.
Yeah.
And this is like a family with three young kids. And like, again, no article has come out. So it's like, we're all get, and I just feel like when this article comes out, like, it's going to be maybe like, because we built it up so much. Like, it's
a nothing burger.
Yeah. Because they've denied. And I do kind of believe that Brandon did not. Is his name Brandon or Brendan?
I don't know.
Is her name Arielle or Ariel? Like, I cannot pronounce.
I think it's Arielle Charnas.
And Brandon.
And Brandon. Arielle and Brandon. That doesn't sound right.
Okay, but I do believe that, like, he was not embezzling, because it's not so easy to embezzle. He's not an employee of the company. He has his own company. If he was embezzling money from his own company, that is entirely possible. But I don't understand how, like, that would be like bed embezzling money from the Toast. Like, you can't, bitch. Like, you don't even have the credit card.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious. Like, and yeah, maybe
and if it is true, like, I want to know logistics.
How he got the money. So maybe the article comes out today or tomorrow and I'll be wrong. But
I have
until
to say
then,
that they're dragging their feet on the article.
I know. And so Dumois said on the episode yesterday that, like, they're dragging their feet on the article because the article, the concept of the article got leaked and now people are coming forward.
So think they're building.
There's more research to do because now people know the article's coming out. I mean, because Dumois was saying, I got a million DMs, and I'm not even a journalist, from people like in New York who know them, who had things to say.
But like, are they just talking about like
gossip?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. Right, because there's an element here that's just gossip, like, you know, marital problems, which really is none of our business. And then there's the element of like criminal.
Right.
And so people saying he got arrested in Miami two nights ago. He was at the Polo Bar, got arrested.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Like, I literally, I can't say what I, like, somebody saw him, just, he's not, okay? Someone I know saw him, like, literally, he's not. So, and also, if he was arrested, there would be some sort of record.
Obviously.
And you know those internet trolls, they went to, you know, Miami-Dade policereport.com, and if there was a mugshot or, like, a record.
Oh, my God, it would be posted on TMZ, like.
So, I just, oh, and then, allegedly yesterday there was this thing that came out that said Ariel had sent a letter, a note to her subscribers on like her something Navy email list or whatever. And it was this long thing about, you know, there's been a lot of allegations about my husband. I'm going to be keeping this private, protect my girls. I actually thought it was a very well-written statement.
It was a very well-written statement if Brandon did something wrong, because
it was a very well-written statement if Ariel wrote it. Right. It was somebody on some freak. This is what I'm saying.
A mother.
The people on the internet are really showing themselves to be psychotic. Somebody fake released a statement on Ariel's behalf. People are not fucking okay.
No.
Margo, the article hasn't even come out yet.
I know.
No. Everyone really needs to take a step back. Once the article comes out, we can all wild out as much as we fucking want.
Yeah.
But until then,
calm the fuck down.
We are not okay. Mm-mm. We're not okay. And this is just like a story that I think people are like getting excited about. And you know me, I get excited about stuff. I'm just not. Maybe it's because she's like a Jewish girl in the city and like I, on some level, relate to her. Like I've met her a few times. I really don't know her.
I met her and Brandon too in the Hamptons, and I went up to her. I was like, "Hi, like I'm Claudia's sister." They literally couldn't have been nicer.
She came up to me at dinner, and I think a lot of the girls who work for her are toasters, and she was like, she knows like one of my favorite stories is defending her COVID thing because I don't feel like she did anything wrong, and she was like, "Thank you so much," and she couldn't have been kinder, and she was like, "All the girls in my office read your book, and they were like reading me passages." She could not have been nicer, so maybe that's why I feel. But also, I think
we're also like. Empathetic.
No, but I do often come on this show, Jackie, too, like in defense of influencers. I think influencers get such a bad rap. And the way people are acting like this, like she's an A-list celebrity. She's not.
No.
She's an influencer with, you know, with three kids and no full-time security like celebrities do. Like, we need to calm down. So I think that's where my empathetic approach comes from, because I don't have an empathetic approach with everyone. Like, I'm going to get in and conspiracy theorize with the best of them.
Yeah.
But this, I don't know why. I'm not getting, maybe it's because I've met her and she's been really lovely, but also because on some level, I feel similar to her. She's like a colleague. She's a New York City influencer. And she's a mom. I don't know. I'm not like dancing
not
on her grave.
For her demise. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. But you know, and I don't do this on purpose, but like I somehow find myself at the middle of like all these controversies.
Somehow?
No, I swear. Okay. Because the Reddit thread that like blew up, and I just want to say, like,
I haven't read it.
Some of the most factually incorrect things about myself and you on Reddit.
Okay, don't tell me that.
You told me.
What?
Like, people making stuff up about us.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
Recently, on Reddit, a story about you.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
I have read some straight up fucking lies.
Yeah.
So I'm not inclined to believe something because it's on Reddit. But the thread that like went viral and started this whole thing, somebody was like, wait, on the toast last week, Claudia Ashray said she heard the craziest thing about a New York City influencer and that we'd soon find out. That's not what I said. I said I heard the craziest thing about a New York City influencer and I can't say it, but it was the craziest fucking thing. It was not about Ariel Charnas. I do see how someone could think that. But it wasn't. And I didn't say that people would soon find out. I just heard something about like the way someone behaved and it was the craziest thing. I told you.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing I'd ever heard, and I just like wanted to be a gossip girl and like make stuff up on the toes. But it wasn't this. I don't know. I know what everyone else knows.
I didn't find out about this until like very
until
recently.
Everyone else.
Yeah. No, apparently this had been brewing and then like.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Shit hit the fan.
I don't like troll, you know, threads like that because I love myself. And
well, not even just that, like. And I'm busy.
I have to protect my peas.
I have a life.
And that too. So I just, let's all be conscious of what we're reading. Like, just because it's on Red, once it's in an article, even though I still think an article can be wrong.
Yellow journalism.
Right. But once it's in an article, it has way more believability.
Mm-hmm.
These are just random anonymous people on social media.
Literally.
We must be cautious, you guys. Use your monocle, okay? Look, question everything.
Grain of salt.
Until there's an article.
Mm-hmm. But even then,
I know, because I've had some really fucking libelous articles written about me, and I'll say that, and I'll leave it at that. So that's why, I think that's why my own experience also contributes to me being more empathetic from this storyline and not being like, yes, let's ruin it, and let's, you know, like, hocus pocus.
Right.
You know? So I guess, like, maybe by tomorrow's episode, and if the article drops while we're sitting here, Lizard, you know, just to wave a white flag, because that would be embarrassing. I'm like all over here, like, yeah. And then there's this article. But that was our first story.
Okay. What's next? Hit me.
It's really sad, Counts. It's about one of our favorite girlies.
I know.
Celine Dion.
It is. Yeah.
Celine Dion has been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. It's a neurological disorder, and she has canceled her European tour again. Celine Dion announced on Thursday morning that she has been diagnosed with stiff person syndrome and will be postponing or canceling her shows. Here's what she said in a video that was posted to social media, a teary-eyed video. I've been dealing with problems with my health for a long time, and it's been really difficult for me to face these challenges and talk about everything that I've been going through. Recently, I've been diagnosed with a very rare neurological syndrome, which affects something like 1 in a million people. She continued explaining that this is a condition that has been causing all of the spasms she's been having. Stiff person syndrome causes rigidity and spasms in the trunk and limbs, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Over time, leg muscles become stiff, followed by other muscles, including arms and face. The Power of Love singer 54 said that the condition has made it difficult to walk and has prevented her from singing the way that she's used to. All I know is singing, she said. It's what I've done almost all my life, and it's what I love to do the most. She concluded her video by saying she will not be ready to restart her European tour in February. It's been a struggle, she said. She hopes of recovery with the help of ongoing treatment. Now, this is so sad, like, but
is
like,
is she ever going to be able to tour again?
That's the vibe I'm getting. And that was like the energy she was putting out. Like, it was almost final.
How old is she?
She's 54. She's pretty, like,
that's not that old.
No, and if you saw her perform, you would think she was 44.
Yeah.
She's endlessly energized. She sings, she dances, she's wild. She does comedy. Like,
yeah.
She's really a jack of all trades. I feel like if you're a fan and you've been following, this is like the third time she's postponed this one specific tour. And at first we were like, okay, a little COVID maybe.
Right.
Then it was just like, there were rumors. And now it turns out like there was something going on. And at this time, I'm thinking of Brian Kelly.
Same. I was going to put it in the chat today, but I was like, you know what? No.
No, he sent in my chat with me, him and John, and he sent like a whole like lengthy explanation of what this disease is. And he was like, fuck, three times, fuck. I was like, are you okay? He's like, no. He is Celine Dion's number one fan.
1,000%.
And this is really hard for him. So obviously I'm taking this tough, but like I'm thinking of my
dear friend.
I'm thinking of my dear friend and honestly all the gays around the world, because I think this is going to be particularly tough for the community.
I agree. That's really, really upsetting.
I know, because it did feel like kind of final, like the energy she was putting forth in the video. Like
I didn't watch the video, but I read the article. I don't
know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's nothing she can't, and it's incurable.
Well, it's like a very rare, I don't think it's one of these things that there's like a million cures for.
Right,
like,
right.
It's very rare. It said 1 in a million people.
That's crazy odds.
No, I know. And if you know what's so crazy is because the last time I saw her, I actually saw her the week that Something Navy got COVID. I got her the week, but I saw her at Barclays Center week of COVID. And you would think she had the energy of a 25-year-old. Like,
yeah.
So this is someone who's clearly in amazing physical health.
I mean,
takes priority.
Her body's insane.
Her body's insane. She prioritizes like her health and wellness, because you can't be 55 running around like that if you're not constantly working out. And so this is someone who's obviously prioritized health and still ends up with this fucked.
Right. So like that just.
No, it's like, you know what?
Drinking.
Eat the donut.
Yeah.
I had 2 donuts yesterday. Somebody sent me donuts.
Oh, somebody. Dunkin'
Donuts sent me donuts.
Did they send them like as a congratulations?
They sent them as a congratulations. And then I guess I forgot, like a week ago, I was talking about how like I wanted one of those sprinkly little fuckers so badly. And they sent me them to like congratulate me on the end of tour. They sent me 2 dozen.
That's so nice.
They sent me Munchkins and a box of Joe.
The box of Joe is so good. Did Ben drink it?
It was a field day for the staff in my building. Because I gave them everything. I'm not going to eat 2 dozen donuts, a box of Munchkins, and I don't even drink coffee. So I gave them all but 1 box of donuts.
Yeah.
And then me and my housekeeper had a field day. We just really went ham, like, on the donuts. And then when I got home from the TBG Awards last night, I hadn't had dinner, so I had another donut.
But I was starving when I got home.
I was so hungry.
Tell me if this is okay. I had ordered pizza maybe about 3 weeks ago.
And it finally arrived?
No. And I put it in the freezer.
Okay.
And then I had a slice last night.
I think that's fine. How did you heat it up? Microwave?
Yeah.
It's like kind of gross. But
it's also still like a little icy.
Ew! I think it's totally fine.
Okay. My stomach feels fine this morning.
No, I think it's fine. Frozen food, like, it's fine. You know, that actually begs the question that I've been dealing with. I got a pie. Another congratulatory. I got a Casey pie. Sam Frankel dropped it off. Her sister makes the best pies.
The best pies.
And like, I'm not going to eat it right now. So like, should I freeze it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. It's still sitting out.
How long has it been out?
Since yesterday.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm like so worried about this pie.
No, you have to put it in the freezer.
It's the best pie.
Yeah.
But also maybe I should just eat it.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Like, this has been like it's not a good week for me. I'm not going to drop any weight, you know?
I feel bad.
I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
It's holidays.
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? So you want to change the world. Classic 90s.
What is that from? What song is that?
It's It's from every... Okay, wait. Actually, I know. It's from the scene in like a classic early 2000s kids movie where they kiss. So you wanna change the world.
What are you waiting for?
So you wanna start right now.
Sleepover?
What are you waiting for? No, hold on. Hold the fuck on.
Okay, I'm holding.
This is where you need the app where you just sing.
It's called Shazam.
So you wanna change the world. What are you waiting for? Movie soundtrack.
Oh, interesting. Movie soundtrack.
Oh my God, they're giving me waiting on the world to change. Shit, okay, wait, no. So you want to change the world. What are you waiting for? So you want to start right now. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, just look up the lyrics. Get the name of the song.
Right. Oh my God.
What?
It's sung by Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, and duh.
And it's when she kisses...
Freaky Friday?
Maybe Freaky Friday.
Because it's definitely not a Mean Girl.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen when she kisses the guy who fixes cars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a song.
What a moment. What a film.
What a film. I didn't mean what a song. I meant to say what a film.
Speaking of what a film, everyone's talking about the film in our next story, which is brought to you by Bruges.
Bruges.
Ain't nothing better than a Bruges. Let me just get my little phone ready. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, everyone. Sorry, everyone. Grandma alert. Grandma alert. Okay, ready? Grandma Alert is brought to you by Bruges, an electric toothbrush that will change the way you think about brushing your teeth. With powerful sonic technology, ultra gentle bristles, the Bruges redefines what it means to have super clean teeth. It's like that feeling when you just leave the dentist, a fresh, whole mouth clean every single day. And get 20% off when you pick up your Bruges brush kit and the plan when you go to bruges.com/toast. That's 20% off when you go to bruges.com/toast. The Bruges kit includes the electric toothbrush, 3 brush heads, a magnetic charging station, and a sleek travel case. Using industry-leading sonic technology to produce 42,000 brush strokes per minute, which is 300 times brush strokes per minute, this helps with deep cleaning in those hard-to-reach places. I love the Bruges because I'm lazy and I don't have to do anything. I just put it in my mouth and it does all the work for me. The battery life lasts 4 weeks, so I can take it with me when I travel. I don't have to leave the charging station on my countertop. And it's just stunning. I got one for Ben. He's got like a hunter green one. I got like a millennial pink. We're really reinforcing gender stereotypes with our colors, and it's fabulous. You have a Bruges?
I don't have a Bruges.
You don't?
No.
Well, you've got to go to bruges.com/toast to get 20% off at bruges.com/toast. Bruges is spelled bruges.com. And when you when you sign up for the Bruges kit and plan, you'll get the 3 brush heads, the electric toothbrush, the magnetic charging station, and the sleek travel case. Everything you could possibly need to have a pearly white year-round. Thank you, Bruges, for sponsoring today's episode. That's bruges.com/toast. All right, next story. Everyone is talking about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's documentary. Now, I haven't seen it, so I don't feel like I wanted to do like number one story bombshell.
Yeah.
But I did think it was interesting that we finally found out how they met.
Oh, did we not know? I thought they were introduced.
I had thought that they were introduced by Piers Morgan. Or no, she had went to dinner and drinks with Piers Morgan the day of their date, first date.
I don't know. There was definitely something.
Well, it turns out that they met on Instagram. So Page Six says it's a love story for the digital age. And when I went to choose stories for today, there must have been 15 on the homepage things from the article, from the documentary, articles from the documentary. So they revealed their romance started thanks to the power of social media. In their Netflix docuseries, Harry and Meghan, which was released today, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex explained how their relationship came about in the summer of 2016. Wow, it's already been so long. I was scrolling through my feed and one of my friends and someone who was a friend had this video of the two of them, like a Snapchat. Wait, this makes no fucking sense. This is what Harry says. I was scrolling through my feed and one of my friends and someone who was a friend had this video of the two of them. So I guess Meghan and this person.
Okay.
It's like a Snapchat video. After seeing the snap of Markle with a dog filter, the British prince was curious to know more. I was like, who is that? He shared. And here they have the video in question. She's using the classic 2016
classic
dog filter. Markle said her friend later told her that the prince was interested in meeting her, but the nickname didn't ring a bell for the American actress. I said, who is that? I asked if I could see his feed. That to me was the best barometer. So I went through and it was just through this beautiful photography and all these environmental shots. And this time he was spending in Africa. I feel like they're talking really weird. Whatever. Pleased with his feed, the pair exchanged phone numbers the very next day, kicking off a royal love story. And Harry said the pair were constantly in touch from then on, even though Markle initially wanted to be free and enjoy the summer as a single woman, according to her friend Lindsay Jill Roth. Markle had planned a single girl summer, and she had a lot of plans to go around Europe. another friend Lucy Fraser added in the docuseries. Even Markle herself confirmed that she was really intent on being single and just having a fun girl time.
Can we just pause for a sec?
Yeah.
I don't know one girl who, sure, you can go into the summer wanting a single girl summer, but if a prince, second heir to the throne, or whatever he is trying to pursue you, like, you just throw that single girl summer out the window. That's what she's saying she did. But, like, you the second you realize that they're interested, like, oh.
Margaret, that's exactly what she did. She said, it was supposed to be a single girl summer, but, like, I gave him my number and we didn't stop texting.
No, it sounds like she really tried to do the single girl summer. Keep going.
No. They literally said she was supposed to, but nah. Like, literally, relatable, that's exactly what you would do. Margot.
That's what I was saying.
No, I know. Mm. So you and Meghan Markle have a lot in common. That's what I'm saying.
We both like suits.
So then they got engaged, yada, yada. We know. But she said, I had a career, I had my life, I had my path, and then along came H. That's what she calls him. Talk about a plot twist. So I want to talk about, for me, the most interesting part. Cool, they didn't meet on Instagram. That's very misleading. Like, he saw a picture of her for the first time on Instagram, mm-hmm. which is just a consequence of being alive in this day and age. But I think it's really interesting that she calls him H. That's...
I actually think it's beyond cringe when people call anyone... like
the letter,
like it's Gossip Girl.
Oh, okay.
B, S.
So I
hate it. If anyone call me M, C,
don't. No, I agree. But I also hate when girls, like, okay, let's say everyone on the planet called Ben Soffer.
Yeah,
like some of his friends do, but it's not like his go-to nickname. And like literally, his name was Soffer. You know, like I'm trying to think of like a person I know who. Oh, okay. Like for some reason. One of Ben's really, really good friends from high school, they call him Looch.
Okay.
His name is Michael, but I don't know. I've never called him Mikey in my life. His name is Looch. That would be like, so if he started dating someone and then she's like, Michael.
By the way.
I hate when girls do
that. All girls do that.
I
have that in mind. Also, yeah, especially like, I'm not naming names because like, I hate him. But like someone that I used to date, everyone called them by their last name, by his last name.
Okay. I'm trying to think of who.
You know who.
Okay.
And then like, like his subsequent girlfriends, I think I did it too, like called him by his first name.
Oh my God, I just like call the person what everyone calls them. I hate when girls are like, that would be like me calling Benjamin.
Yeah, no, that's.
And like the full name.
No, it's like calling Ben Benjamin and everyone right. calls him Ben.
No, like
and just.
Like
why?
Just like for what? To like prove you're different? Like we get it. We're not fucking him. You are, but like you can call him Ben.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's like marking your territory. I hate when girls do that. Like I'm trying to think of like a perfect example. Like. It's really like Ben Benjamin.
Yeah, Ben Benjamin.
Or like if everybody calls someone a nickname and then like the girlfriend does. And it's like, why? We get it. You're not like us. You're different. You're on a different level. You're closer with him. Like you're fucking him. We don't care.
Right.
I hate. So the H doesn't bother me. The H is cringe for sure. It's giving Gossip Girl like H.
Whenever I see it anywhere, like if it's like someone like it's their anniversary and someone's like, I love you, B.
D. Yeah, I completely agree. Except for my friend Beatrice. We call her B, but it's not letter
B. It's like
B-E-A. B-E-A.
Totally, totally
it's
different.
It's a nickname for Beatrice.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
The letter is cringe. And then when people say, like, that would be like if she called him Harold. If that's not his name, but you know what I mean? Harrison yeah. or whatever.
But like, that wouldn't even be as bad, Harold.
No, it would. Like, I hate when girls do like the full name. It's like, stop.
No, I get it. I do.
You get why they do it?
No, I get why that's bothersome.
To me?
Yes.
Okay, so you're defending me.
I'm on your side.
Okay. It's so hard to know with you. You're always attacking me.
That's kettle, pot, black.
Well, I haven't watched a documentary yet, so. And there's part two, so maybe I'll just like recap it in full. Mm-hmm. But what I've heard is that it was not nearly as damaging as a lot of people thought to them, to the royal family. It's really like their version of events with very little. I did see like a clip where she, I'm trying not to watch clips, but there's so many on TikTok.
Yeah.
Where she said like she's just like a very warm American and she's a hugger.
Yeah.
And like, the formality of the royal family publicly is the same energy they have privately. Like they're still very formal. They're British.
Yeah. I'm not shocked by that. That makes sense.
I think that's like an accurate description of like probably how they immediately like got off on the wrong foot.
I also feel like that's any like American in the UK. Yeah. Like I feel like they're all very like none of them are super huggy. So like if we were to go in with like our, you know, like
big tits,
and, like, yay. Like I think everyone would be like, oh my God.
They talked about that in Downton a lot since Cora was American. And whenever she would be even remotely sentimental, they'd be like, don't be so American, mother.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just a different
cultural thing. So I think that was a pretty accurate reaction from them. Next story is a little Instagram news. Pete Davidson has officially returned to Instagram in the most bizarre way ever. He's laying in bed. He's looking actually really cute.
He looked like 5 years old.
Yes. Okay. Because he finally got rid of the platinum hair. And when he goes back and forth between the platinum is not a good look for him.
No.
And I didn't realize it until he put up this video of him just like in his house with his brown hair. And he looked like he was 17.
100%.
And he's laying in bed with Eli Manning.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we go from here. His account name is, it's a joint account.
With Eli?
Pete_Eli10. They've started an Instagram account together.
That's interesting.
He said, hello, Instagram. I've decided to come back, but only with the goat. Eli Manning is lying next to Pete in bed. And then he says, what's up? Your bed is so comfortable. And then Pete responds, oh, thanks. We've been having a good time on my bed. Stay tuned for more photos on the gram.
It was like obviously satirical.
Yeah. Let me tell you, like, Eli Manning is so hot.
Oh, so hot.
And like, I'm actually, okay, so you're a young person.
Yeah.
You're single.
Yes.
Honestly, I feel like I could see a world in which like you're spotted out with Pete Davidson because you're like young and fabulous.
I would like love
that. So my question for you is like, do you think he's cute?
I do.
I don't.
I do. I think he's like got like swag. Like
for sure.
If he was like not Pete Davidson and he was just like a random man on the street.
No, like, and he was like had, you know, a job at like a law firm.
Yeah, like, and I imagine if I saw him, like, on a dating app, like, I don't know how I would swipe.
You would probably swipe right because he was, like, tall and, like, if he was Jewish.
Yeah,
you
know,
like,
yeah,
if he met
yeah.
your criteria.
Right. And, like, had a good job. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Totally.
But you definitely swipe right.
Yes. But.
The fame.
Helps. And also just, like, his, like, energy. Like.
So it's, like, I watched that video and I was, like, damn, Eli Manning is hot. Like, that was my takeaway.
I think they're both hot. There's room for everybody.
No, for sure. But it's, like, I feel like nobody watched that video and even looked at Eli Manning. They were, like, put the camera back on Pete.
That's fair.
And I was sitting here being, like.
That's also because we, like, get nothing from Pete. So, like, once you get, like, a little bit.
I know. I'm just, like, kind of over it.
I know. I feel exhausted by the Pete Davidson and the dating of it all. Like, I can't tell you how much I actually don't care about him and Emirata.
No, but it's, like, so cliche and it's so obvious. Like, oh, two, like, amazingly famous, gorgeous people.
Huh? No, and, like, how many times has he done that?
I know.
Like, it's find like, somebody, like gross.
Date an ugly girl, okay? Yeah. Please. Just so I can feel, like, you know, close to you.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just, like, over it. So I don't really care.
I know. I kind of agree too. Also, like after the relevancy that you get in dating Kim Kardashian, like nothing's going to match that. So, and no one you date after is ever going to top it. So like the interest is just not, it's just lacking.
No, it's true. Like even after Ari, I was like, where can he go from here? And he still did. Like Kim totally topped it. And
he would have to date fucking Taylor Swift. Like, oh my God. I mean, it's not happening, but you know.
No, or Giselle.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I want Kim to date Tom.
I know. Same.
It's working.
It's working.
Our fifth and final story is another, you know, it's that time of year. We're getting yearly recaps. Google has released their top searches of 2022.
Oh, I love
and
this.
And a bunch of pop culture moments made the list. So the most searched events, Queen Elizabeth's death was obviously up there. The election, Ukraine, the Powerball numbers.
Okay, that makes sense.
I love the Powerball numbers.
Yeah, I know you do.
Will Smith.
Was that 2022?
That's my reaction was the same. Same with Johnny Depp. That was on the list too for most top searched events.
That feels, Johnny Depp feels 2022.
It feels like another lifetime. Yeah. Especially the Oscars thing.
Yeah.
Especially because like this week on the toast, we were talking about the upcoming Oscars. So it's right. like enough.
Oh, I guess like those were probably technically the big moments of pop culture.
Guess what the most searched movie was?
Don't Worry, Darling?
No.
Oh.
Did it even make the list? No.
Wait. I feel like I know.
Yeah, no, you have to think about like not, like think about movies that like.
Top Gun.
Top Gun is number 3.
Oh, what was bigger than Top Gun?
Think about.
Like Marvel shit.
Kaler.
Oh. I'm thinking. Encanto?
Yes. Okay. Number 1. 2, Thor.
Oh.
3, Top Gun.
Okay, that makes sense.
4, The Batman.
Yeah.
And then a bunch like, you know.
Random. What about celebrities?
Most searched TV shows.
Okay, I have to think about
guess
Netflix.
Number 1.
Is it a Netflix show?
No.
Is it like cable?
Yes.
Do I watch it?
I'll give you a clue. I think so. You dumb fucking bitch. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Euphoria.
Yep.
That is not cable. That's HBO. Oh, I guess it goes to streaming service after.
Okay, like I don't know. Is HBO cable? Like I watch it on my cable box.
Like can you go to like the HBO channel and watch it when it comes out?
No, of course. It premieres there.
Oh, I just watch it on HBO Max.
No, I guess that's so true, but like it's on TV.
Okay. All right.
Number 2, Stranger Things.
Okay.
3 is that show The Watcher, which only recently came out, which is kind of crazy.
I didn't watch it.
Me neither. Inventing Anna.
Okay.
House of the Dragon.
I'm shocked House of the Dragon is so low.
Okay, wait. Moon Knight. I don't know what that is. 7, Yellowstone.
Love. Wait, where are you at?
Oh my God. I've had the busiest week of my life, so I haven't made a lot of progress. But last night I watched one episode and it was like a pretty terrible episode. It was like an episode where everyone goes camping. So no one's at the ranch and they're just whatever. It's like boring and it's like the episode takes course over one night.
Yeah.
But the most amazing thing happened and it made the whole thing worth it. Because Beth and Rip find themselves alone at the ranch. And they're like, what's something like we can do that we've wanted to do at the ranch that we've never been able to do because we've never been alone? And Rip turns the lights on and the music on, and him and Beth dance in the horse thing to Lady May by Tyler Childers. And let me tell you how Tyler Childers and Chris
Childers.
Okay, I've been dragged to filth on this show for saying Tyler Childers.
It's and Childers.
This is the first time I've actually said it correctly. Okay. So it's Childers.
So sorry.
The way Chris Stapleton's music and Chris Childers,
Tyler Childers,
Tyler Childers, music like have Yellowstone in a chokehold, and it comes on at the perfect time. So like him and Beth are dancing in the middle of the night to this song. I was like sobbing.
No, Yellowstone has such a good soundtrack. I like Shazam so many. They have this one band that I found called Shane and Shane. So random, so good.
Wow.
But yeah, they love a Tyler Childers, and Tim McGraw also wrote a song for Yellowstone.
Oh, it's just it's the vibe.
No, it's actually amazing.
Okay.
I'm so fucking glad you're here.
I know. And you don't listen to The Toast because you don't support me, but you would know.
When's the last time you listened to Snatcher?
That's a really good question. That's totally fair too.
Yeah.
One of the recurring themes on this show is like, I'm so stubborn.
I mean, hi.
No, yeah. You're definitely worse because I can at least acknowledge when I'm being stubborn, I know I'm being stubborn. I'm not going to justify. I'm just being like, so Jackie's like Yellowstone. I'm like, no, I'm not in the mood. I'm just whatever.
Yeah.
And so same with Downton Abbey. Same with reading, you know, like I'm just a few years delayed, you know.
It's fine.
Do you know what the most searched songs were? And think back to the most searched movie.
The most. So Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno.
Yeah. Number one most searched song of
the
year.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Jiggle Jiggle.
My hand don't jiggle jiggle.
It folds.
I like to see. Wiggle,
it's
wiggle.
Crazy how this like whole thing is TikTok because on this list is also Unholy.
Wow, already?
I know, which is a song that came out a month ago and it's not that good.
But also he started teasing it in June.
Yeah. Running Up That Hill by Kate Bush, which is a song from the 90s.
Yeah, crazy.
About Damn Time, Lizzo, Antihero, Taylor Swift, yada yada. There isn't a list for most searched. There is. Oh, no. For most searched people. Ready?
Okay.
Johnny Depp is number one.
Wow.
Will Smith is number two.
Makes sense.
Amber Heard is number three.
Okay.
Antonio Brown. I think there was like a football drama. I'm not familiar with it. Carrie Lake. I think she's a politician. Mm. Anna Sorokin Delvey. Chris Rock. Andrew Tate. Are you familiar?
Of course.
Because TikTok?
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. Adam Levine.
Oh, yeah.
And then Serena Williams, when I feel... Oh, she's retired.
Yeah, and remember her U.S. Open run?
Yeah,
everyone,
yeah,
no. Kendall was going in her Bottega earrings to the U.S. Open.
Because most of these people went through, like, a thing.
Yeah,
like,
of course. They're not, like, random
selections. So, mm-hmm. And then I forgot about Serena Williams' retirement. And then the most popular searches overall. The number one most search of all time this year.
Has it been said?
No. And I'll give you a clue. It's, like, something we all were obsessed with for 5 minutes.
I like can't remember things, so I'm not gonna be able to answer this quickly.
Okay, but like think. I want people at home to guess.
I need hints.
Some people still do it, but it was like a thing on our phones that we were obsessed with all together.
Wordle.
Yes.
Okay.
Then the election results.
Okay.
Then Betty White.
Oh. Okay, but that was in December.
And then Queen Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, I'm in defense of Queen Elizabeth. Betty White died last December, so there was more time for people to search.
True. Ukraine, Mega Millions, Powerball numbers, Anne Heche.
Who's that?
She is a celebrity
who car died. Accident.
Yeah.
I actually just saw an article about her recently.
And then Jeffrey Dahmer, because obviously that
I never watched,
turned
but yeah.
ass TV
documentary.
So those were the top Google searches. And I feel like, honestly, I couldn't have guessed it. Like that
me neither.
Kind of random.
A lot of it just like doesn't apply to like me and my interests.
Right.
But not everything's about me.
No, that's what's a really kind of hard thing about like growing up. You learn like actually nothing's about you.
Nada.
And I'm not interested in a world that's not about me.
Mm-mm.
So counts. Did I do a good job like tailoring stories to your desires?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I think so too. I felt like your energy was like really, like you were excited.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that like I did a bad job. Like my
report
card.
No, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Thank you. And you're not done because we need you to advise us, counts. Okay. We have some toasters going through some things. And I know you're a dog mom and there's a dog story in here that I think is poses a really interesting moral dilemma. So we're going to get into Dear Toasters, which is our weekly advice segment. We usually do it on Wednesdays, but Jackie had Dumois yesterday. Then we were going to do it today, but Jackie's out. And you know what? I'm just doing it.
Do it.
DearToasters@gmail.com is the email account you can use to write in if you want some advice from two mentally stable queens. Not. Today's Dear Toasters is brought to you by ZocDoc, a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. So on ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun, whether you're trying to straighten your teeth, fix your achy back, get your mole checked out, or removed. ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. You search, find, and book doctors within a few taps. Find and review local doctors. You can read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. Now when you walk into your doctor's office, you are all set to see someone in your network who gets you. So a lot of like the awkward human interaction that is involved with making doctor's appointments is relieved with ZocDoc. You don't have to call me like, do you need the insurance? Like, do you need an appointment? Just do it all on ZocDoc so you can go to the doctor and like talk to as few people as possible before you talk to the doctor.
Right.
It's really efficient. If you just moved, it's a great way to find new doctors. When I travel, I'm always having like mysterious ailments. And ZocDoc has been really helpful to like find someone close to where I am who takes my insurance. It's really helpful, and that's why every month millions of people use ZocDoc. I am one of them. It is our go-to whenever we need to find and book a quality doctor, especially with Jackie just having moved. She doesn't have like her go-to dentist, dermatologist, plastic surgeon. You didn't hear it from
me. Gynecologist.
Yeah, all the things. So ZocDoc is really, really helpful for someone who's just moved. Go to ZocDoc.com/toast and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/toast. ZocDoc.com/toast. Today's Dear Toasters is also brought to you by a new favorite here at The Toast, The Perfect Bar. Don't go nuts this holiday season. Fuel yourself with Perfect Bar, the original refrigerated protein bar that has a cookie dough texture and a creamy and full of flavor. Unlike any other bars out there, now they come in snack size, which is packed up to 6 grams of proteins and 150 calories, where a little goes a long way. So if you're just like running to the airport, if you're a busy mom, throw it in your purse and it'll just like fuel you for the day. And what I love about Perfect Bar is that they are put in the fridge. So I didn't even realize how kind of gross it is that protein bars are like not in the fridge. How fresh can they be? Not that fresh, but Perfect Bar is very fresh. They're made with whole food ingredients. They contain no artificial preservatives and they are stored in the fridge. So grab one after a workout or for a quick bite while you're out holiday shopping so you can feel good about what you're snacking on. Of course, they are non-GMO project verified. They are gluten-free. They are soy-free. They are kosher. Shalom. And low GI. Perfect Bar knows that it will be love at first bite. So for a limited time, they're offering you a chance to try their refrigerated protein bars for free. Here's how it works. Sign up for email or text, upload a picture of your receipt from your local grocery store, and they will reimburse you for the cost of one bar. It'll go directly into your Venmo or your PayPal account, which is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
All you have to do is go to perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. That's perfectsnacks.com/toast to get a free Perfect Bar today. Happy snacking. All right, you ready, counts?
Change I'm ready. Lives. Here we go.
Hey, girlies. I'm a new Patreon member here. So welcome. Thanks, girly. My boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years now and have lived together for almost a year. It's the first year we are spending the holidays together with each other's families. We just spent Thanksgiving with his family, and now we will be spending Christmas with my family. About 6 months ago, he started bringing up that he wanted a nose piercing. He'll mention it every so often and ask for my opinion. I've been honest and I've told him that I don't really find nose piercings attractive and that if he did get it, I would at least ask him to take it out around my super traditional family.
Fair.
Fast forward to right now, he's insisting that he has to get the nose piercing this month while there's a sale and it's become a huge fight between us. Am I being a brat for being upset that he would deliberately go to the piercing right before seeing my family when he knows that the piercing would be too fresh to remove? His argument is that he's upset because even if he gets it later on, I'm going to make him hide it for my family for about 6 months. But honestly, I'm just hoping he hates it and takes it out prematurely on his own. Thank you so much. Honestly, the thing with this is like, if I wanted to get a nose piercing, like Ben has absolutely no say.
True.
If Ben wanted to get a nose piercing, like that's a family decision.
I agree.
So you're totally like justified in having an opinion on the situation. And the fact that you don't even want him to get it, but you're happy to let him get it, mm-hmm. but only just taking it out around your family just to avoid any unnecessary, you're not hiding who he is. You're just avoiding like unnecessary tarch. He's being a baby.
I couldn't agree more. Like you not even putting your foot down, like saying you can't get it, like that is so big of you. Mm-hmm. So like the least relationships I've heard are all about are all about
Satchler.
Compromise.
Yeah.
So you're letting him get it. He can at least do you a solid and not create animosity over the holidays for you and wait a month.
No, you're right. And like, he will hate it. Like, he will. I have faith for you. I'm praying for you
too. But even if he doesn't, he can still wait 3 weeks.
You're not being a brat at all. Like, honestly, why does he have to get it this month? How much is the sale going to be?
Also, like, he knows that it's going to bother you and bother your family. So why make your life harder? Like, he should be making your life easier.
Right, like, why is he going to go out of his way to make your life more difficult and put you in like a bad spot?
1,000%.
You know, this is like not good boyfriend material and he needs to start acting right. Maybe you should play this episode for him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. All right, that was easy. This one is crazy.
Okay, yeah.
And I think I know what I would do. Hey, Jax and Claude, I love you both. I need some advice about my crunchy angel.
No.
While I was scrolling Instagram the other day, I saw a tagged photo of a dog who looks just like my unique looking dog. It was such a crazy lookalike that I clicked on the profile for more. I quickly deduced that it was my dog that I adopted just over a year ago.
Okay.
And speaking of dog, Theo has just entered the studio.
Oh my God, hi.
Come here, my love. Come here, my love. Oh, mommy loves you so. Oh, mommy loves you so. Oh, you could sense we were reading a story about one of your brethren.
Come here.
We were reading a story about one of your brethren. Come here. All right, you're going to have to be quiet. Okay. But this is great. Oh my God, my foot's asleep. Shit. Okay. Let me go back because it's important. I quickly deduced that this was my dog that I adopted just over a year ago. The other girl had my dog, let's call him Theo, for about 4 months.
Okay.
Lost him. He was with the rescue for about 2 months, and I've had him for the past 14 months. I adopted Theo from a totally reputable rescue, and I spent thousands of dollars on his medical bills and training within the first few months of having him, so I know that he's mine, but still I have a pit. Should I reach out to the previous owner, or am I just opening up a door that doesn't need to be? I kind of feel like if I were the other way around, I would want to know that Theo was okay. What would you do?
Mike, does she know, the previous owner, that the dog was like found and given to this rescue?
No.
So she just thinks
she knows nothing.
This, her dog was lost.
And so I understand wanting to give peace of mind, but also she doesn't want to open a door and be like, well, this is my dog, I want him back. So it's time, you know what it's time for? An anonymous letter.
Or
Ron, when you, Sam, when you and Ron went to bed, literally, it's time for an anonymous letter.
Or why can't the current owner go to the rescue and be like, yo, can you let this woman know that you found her dog and it's been adopted and all is well?
I don't think the rescue wants to get involved. Like, I can understand like them wanting to wash their hands of it. Like, they did their job.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand this girl like not wanting this other human being. Like, she sounds like a great dog mom. Like, she trained, she paid for all the medical bills. Like, she sounds like she really cares. So Theo is in good hands.
Yeah.
So I think it's time for, I think you need to make a Finsta and be like, I'm not revealing my identity because I don't want to open up any doors. But like, I
just
adopted
want you to
your
know.
Dog. Your dog is in amazing care. I'm so sorry that this happened the way that it did, but like, I've had your dog for over a year now. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Legally, she totally, it's her dog.
Yeah, and also the previous owner only had the dog for 4 months.
Yeah, and like, I understand that like things happen, but like, you're the one who lost the dog, so.
I was gonna say that, but then I was like,
is that rude?
I don't know, like, yeah. What if that
No, because shit does happen. You're right, no, actually, I'm not victim blaming here. Like, it was, things happen. But it is nice that you wanna give her peace of mind, but you have to protect your peace first.
100%.
The theme of today's episode
is protecting your peace.
Is protecting your peace. And anonymous letter. So if you know where she lives, maybe drop off no, actually don't drop it off.
No. I think a fake Finsta.
A fake Finsta, or like send a letter in the mail, but put gloves on.
Where the fuck is she gonna find out where she lives?
It's social media. It's so easy.
Okay, I think a Finsta.
Like, if this happened to me, I would be so devastated. But the nights I would spend awake wondering
if
he's running through the woods, yeah, getting beaten by wolves. Mm-hmm. Like, you're doing her a favor. So, yeah. Yeah. I think an anonymous letter never hurt anyone.
Okay.
All right. Our third and final one is a little bit longer, but it requires attention.
Okay.
Dear Jackson Claude, how you doing? My best friend and fellow toaster and I are in need of some serious advice regarding another friend, Wendy. We've all been friends since we were in preschool and have grown up together, and we are now all recently graduated from college, but we live in different cities. Our friend Wendy broke up with her long-term college boyfriend, Philip, slightly unexpectedly soon after graduating. We all thought they were going to be engaged within the year, so it came as a bit of a shock to us all. Soon after the breakup news hit, we come to find that Wendy met someone, Jeremy, while being a camp counselor. He sparked the reason for the breakup. Why are you laughing?
No, it's just like the names.
It's funny what names people choose.
Yeah.
Here's the kicker. Jeremy's a senior in high school.
What? And she's graduated from
He's
college?
At the age of consent in a state that we live in, so it's perfectly legal, but it feels a bit icky. She's been hanging out with him for several months now and even took his virginity.
No.
The high school he attends is the same small private school we attended almost 5 years ago. And we've told her that people are talking about it, but she doesn't really seem to care. She seems really happy with him, but we also feel like it could backfire. There's even been a few times she's talked about missing Philip, so we're really not sure what she's thinking. We obviously want her to be happy, and we want what's best for her, but we're not sure how to go about it. Personally, we think Wendy needs a reality check because this situation feels wrong, but we really don't know what to say. Sincerely, two very confused toasters.
That is quite the debacle.
So, I mean, it's not even so much the years, because when you graduate college, you're 21. When you're a high school senior, what, you're like 17?
But, okay, I do want to say, like, so, yeah, technically the age gap is fine.
The number of years, but it's the...
No, but usually it's like if...
The place you're at.
A girl's dating a guy 5 years younger than her, because I always say, like, men have the maturity of a 2-year-old. So, like, a 25-year-old guy and a 25-year-old girl is equivalent to a 28-year-old girl and a 21-year-old guy.
I agree. I think men are developmentally behind about 5 years. So, that's why 20-year-old girls need to date 25-year-old boys.
1,000%. So, she's technically dating a 12-year-old.
Oh, I'm crying. No, totally. It's even more inappropriate. Especially...
He's taking the SATs. He's applying to college.
No, right. It's like, it's different when you're, like, 40 and 35. But you're so fragile and you're so... immature.
Yeah.
And college is where you really grow up a lot.
Uh-huh.
So the age gap, it's not even about the 4 years. It's about all the experience and the maturity. It's really fucking inappropriate.
He still lives with his parents.
It's really fucking inappropriate. And this girl, I think she's gross.
I know.
I think she's gross. I think this is hella inappropriate. And I would think it was the same... A guy who just graduated college dating a 17-year-old girl. That's
1,000%.
I think all around, this is so fucking weird.
Agreed. Also, it sounds like she blew up her whole fucking life because clearly she had a really great boyfriend. Mm-hmm. They were going to get married. Like,
and she threw it away for a summer romance at camp.
Yeah.
First rule of camp is
camp, never bring it home.
Camp relationships stay in camp.
Never bring it home.
Everyone knows that. My God, Wendy.
But what do the friends do?
Oh, right. That's the people
that's
who
the problem.
Honestly, like,
where are her parents?
Yeah.
Not to bring them into it, but.
No, like, you definitely. This is like a serious situation. Like, it's fucking weird. You have to do something.
What's Philip up to? You know, like, is he pining for her?
You know what?
Because Philip deserves better. I'm not saying.
Philip deserves better. I hope Philip goes on to meet a lovely queen named Elizabeth and they live happily ever after.
Yeah.
This is. Like, if Wendy was willing to throw away, Wendy's obviously going through something. Like, if Wendy was willing to throw away, like, a real relationship, like, adult relationship, a college, like, people thought they were going to get engaged for a teenager, like, it's giving, it's, you know what it's reminding me of? That show, The Teacher.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Where, like, she had a nice relationship and she, like, literally, like, would not talk to her boyfriend because she was, like, fucking her student. Like, it was disgusting. Obviously, it's not as bad as that, but it's still, it's gross. Like, and just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right.
I agree. I also think that the friends, like, I don't know if they've had, like, a conversation with her. If they have, then sorry. But if they haven't, like, I think it's worth it to, like, sit her down and have a conversation, voice your concerns. But then if she doesn't listen, and after that, it's like there's nothing you can do besides let it run its course.
No, that's what we say here at The Toast, because a lot of people write in, like, what do I do for my friend? And while we all want to be good friends, and I do think you should sit her down and, like, don't come at it from, like, a combative way, at some point, like, people's lives are their own responsibilities. Yeah. And choices they make as fully formed adults, even though, like, out of college, like, you're not even that fully formed adult. Like, this is definitely still, like, her, you know, making mistakes era. People have to learn things on their own.
Yeah.
So you can help someone as much as you want, and you love Wendy, and you're a good friend, and you both sound like really wonderful people. You can try, but then at some point, we're all on our own in this life.
Yeah.
You're on your own, kid. You always have been.
Yeah. So I think you give it a go, say something once.
Yeah.
And then...
And don't talk so much about...
let bygones be bygones.
I would take it from the angle of, like, what's going on with you? Because, like, there's been a lot of change and, like, is there something going on in your life? Because if you come at it...
And also, like, you can be like, it seems out of character.
Yeah. If you come at it and being like, you know, everyone in town is talking about you, like, that's rude and that'll make her defensive. You have to be so careful. Like, when you confront someone, like, it's literally an art.
Yeah.
And you can't fuck it up.
No.
So good luck with that.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Keep us posted.
Keep us posted. And thank you to everyone who wrote in to Dear Toasters. Again, deartoasters@gmail.com. This is the second to last episode of the week. I'm hoping Jackie will be back tomorrow. I think she will. Just this morning was, like, crazy. Harry had to get to the doctor. And you know what?
What?
I'm trying to think. Hold on.
Okay.
What's the phrase? But like someone's loss is our gain.
Another.
But whose loss is it in this situation? Jackie's loss is our gain?
Yeah, but like.
It's not even her loss. Like she's literally being a mother.
Right. Bitch, I'm a mother. No drama.
Counts, thank you so much for being here. I know you're the busiest woman alive between, you know, working a full-time job, being a full-time content creator, being a full-time podcaster, that you would give up like an hour and 10 minutes of your life. It means the world.
Don't tell my boss.
I will not. But since you're here, let's make it worth your while. Everyone listen to Margo's podcast, The Snatchler, which is available anywhere you get your podcast. Episodes drop, which day?
Thursdays.
Hear all about, it's not about The Bachelor anymore. So we all gave up on that. So you can go back to listening. Margo's talking about her fabulous life, date she's been on, her bestie Nicole joins her. And it's just like, if you want to know what it's like to be young and fabulous, which I really never was when I was young, I was.
You're still young.
No, when I was like actually young, I had like two moles on my face. So I wasn't fabulous. Okay. So it's nice to, you know, see the lens. Mm-hmm. Follow her on Instagram at
Margo Ashray, TikTok at Margo Ashray, YouTube Margo Ashray. Where else? That's it, I think.
Margo's on The Redheads, and The Redheads just dropped their final episode of the year today. So there's plenty of content to listen to after you listen to The Toast.
1,000%.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. When you listen to podcasts, find us, The Toast, and leave a five-star review about how wickedly talented we are. Have an amazing Thursday, and we'll see you tomorrow for
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Get
up here, Theo. Say bye to everyone. Come on, get your ass up. Lazy, come on. Get up.
Oh, he's not coming.
Get up, come on. Oh, say bye to everyone.
Bye, everyone. Love you.